Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Restaurant brands, pizzas, tacos, and not much profit.
No, not much profit. Hey, actually, Mike, just quickly before I talk about restaurant brands, I just tell, while we were talking earlier on, the government's going to save $4 billion by, hitting these contractors. Over 4 years, though, and this is the bit that always gets me, do you want to know how much total core Crown expenses are over the next 4 years? I just added it up.
I'm a bit more than $4 billion.
$578 billion, what they're spending. So I just thought, just to kind of give you some
context.
Yeah, so earnings season here, Mike, in New Zealand continues this week. A bit of a disappointing start this week. Restaurant brands releasing their results for the first half of the financial year. Now, this was well signalled because they gave guidance in early August that things weren't going that well when they announced that the full year expected profit would be well below what analysts were expecting. So we've had what's called a significant decline in net profit after tax, and I think an 85% drop in net profit after tax. I think that satisfies the definition of pretty significant. So yes, KFC, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., Pizza Hut, these days across a range of locations as well. So we've got California, Hawaii in there. So net profit for the first half year, 2.2 million. It was 15.3 million last year. But here's the sort of staggering number. This is on revenue of $640 million. So you're spinning the wheels of $640 million to generate $2.2 million worth of profit. So it's hard going. Operating earnings, $78 million. Three issues sort of affecting and creating that $2.2 million. Those for the 6 months, the rising input costs, inflation pressures. New Zealand stores suffering the most from that, they said. Staffing shortages as well, so reduced trading hours. They didn't have enough people to open the stores as long as they wanted. Also saw lower than expected sales in Hawaii and California. And lastly, the issue affecting many companies this reporting season, Mike, higher interest rates, which is really differentiating companies that have sort of reasonable levels of debt. Now, as far as forecasts are concerned, they're sticking with that full-year guidance they gave recently, but obviously the risks around that. Share price was stable because it was expected to a degree, but the restaurant brand share price is now trading back at levels that we haven't seen since 2016, so they've got some work ahead of them.
Okay, we'll talk to Seek in a couple of moments after the 6:30 news, but your numbers are out of stats on jobs. We're going to see unemployment go up, aren't we?
Well, I think you will. This is interesting. So labour markets are key to what we're going to see with regards to interest rates over the next few months, and not just here. Jerome Powell made significant reference to the labour market in his Jackson Hole opening symposium speech at the end of last week, and we get key data input in the shape of non-farm payrolls this week in the US. But so all indicators of the labour market are going to be closely scrutinised. So we got some high-frequency data released by Stats New Zealand yesterday. This is the monthly employment indicator info. So this information comes from IRD. And it was relatively robust, actually, Mike, and not looking too bad. So this is the filled job measure. So we're running at an annual growth rate there of 3.4%, 0.3% gain in the month. You won't be surprised to hear the primary sector, though, is struggling, has been weak. The services was we look across the different industries, services sector was the strongest on an annual basis. But yes, Mike, we now start to think about how third quarter employment data will go. And so if you don't see enough jobs growth to absorb what we have at the moment, which is an increasing labour supply in the form of immigration, I think you could see a bit of a nudge up in the unemployment rate.
Speaking of Joe Powell, how'd the reaction go?
Yeah, so that speech on Friday night from Jerome Powell, that was a significant event, Mike, for global markets. So there was a fair bit of event risk there. But I can report we've actually seen share markets react reasonably positively. So they were up at the moment. They're up overnight as well. So we're getting a bit of a lift in share markets as we're coming into the end of August, which is good because it hasn't been a great month. Share markets have been quite soggy. But the speech also had the potential to really shift interest rates. That also hasn't happened. You know, they've been pushing higher this month, relatively stable since he spoke as well. Kiwi dollar also hanging in there around 59 cents against US dollar. So we've come through it okay. There was, as I said, there was a fair bit of event risk there, and it could have moved markets around a lot, and it hasn't.
Okay, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up 115 points, as I said, a positive night. That's about a third of a percent, 34,460. The S&P 500 up 0.2, about a quarter of a percent, 4,416, and a 0.38% rise in the NASDAQ overnight so far, about 50 points, 13,639. The FTSE 100 gained 5 points overnight, 7,338 the close there. The Nikkei gained 1.7%, so a big lift there, 32,169. Shanghai Composite, actually the FTSE 100, I'm not sure if the, I think it might have been a holiday in the UK actually. Shanghai Composite was up 35 points, 3,098. The ASX 200 yesterday up 0.63%, 7,159 the close there, and just an 11-point gain for the NZX 50 closing, 11,479. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5904, 0.9195 against the Aussie, 0.5463 euro, 0.4687 against the pound, 86.46 Japanese yen. $1,919 is the gold price, and Brent crude, $84.23.
Yeah, well, good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.